next quiet takes over in about 10, 15 minutes. I'm going to finish up with your calls. Kevin in Ohio, thanks for holding. We're into Saturday Night Live. Go ahead, Kevin.
Can you hear me?
I sure can, Kevin.
All right. I love you, Alan.
Love you, too.
So that whole thing about last night, that was crazy, and I think it was not even legitimate. I'm not going to lie to you. And the reason I say that is the whole thing was, like, so manufactured, but I don't really care.
Hey, I don't judge you, and you might be right. We've been lied to so much, that's fine for you to question it. What stuck out to you as particularly manufactured?
Well, the reason I think it's manufactured is just the, if you actually look at it, and, I mean, really, if I walked up in there myself or you and did that, we'd be dead.
Well, I've been to a lot of presidential events, and that's true. I mean, way back to, God, even Reagan when I was a kid, we had to go through stuff. My dad wanted to go see Reagan speak in Dallas. Even open-air events, they searched everybody. Open-air Dallas, they had guys, I goes, look, Stinger missiles on top of the buildings. They had guys with missile launchers in case somebody tried to bring a plane in. But Carrie Lake and others said no one even checked her ID when she came in. So that sounds like a stand-down to me.
It's kind of like the Ursula Vance, that connection. I mean, that you can't tell me that's not kind of weird.
No, but that doesn't mean it was staged. It means they stood down.
I'm not saying it was staged. I'm just thinking that.
No, I'm not disagreeing with you. What are you saying you think?
Well, I think it was, I'm not saying it was staged. I just think that.
You're saying you don't think we're getting the truth.
I don't think we're getting the truth, no.
Well, we know Kash Patel killed the investigation into foreign involvement in Kirk's killing, and then the guy in his manifesto, the family says is real, says he likes Kash Patel. Well, that's weird.
Well, I want to say something though, Alex. I love you to death. I have followed you forever, and I can't wait to get my shirt. It's coming. You know, I'm a little retarded. I like that.
I am a little retarded, yeah.
Yeah, I am too. So, but my thing is, I don't think that our federal government is even legitimate at this point. I honestly believe that.
No, and I agree with you. That's why I'm trying to reform and take it over versus a civil war. How do you think we fix it?
Well, I think we have to do it at the state level and maybe at the county level.
And I tell you, that's what the Democrats are doing. They're taking over the states right now. For the first time in 30 years, we got a big problem.
Yeah, we do. And I think that's why in Ohio, where I live, I think Casey Putsch, I wish you would push him really hard. I don't want
to. Well, let me tell you, I've decided to focus more on state and local stuff because that's where the real fight is. So I'll do it, brother. So tell us about this candidate you're talking about.
Okay, well, Casey Putsch, he's from Ohio. He builds cars. He has actually built a diesel engine that runs 100 miles per gallon. And he builds watches.
Did you know Toyota had that in the 70s and they killed it?
You know, Harrison Smith had him on there.
We'll get him on. Harrison's great. Yeah, I don't want to get it wrong. Toyota had one that did like 89 miles a gallon in the 70s.
Yes, you're right. And they killed him.
Well, they just didn't let Toyota put it out. But, yeah, a bunch of people come up with stuff even better, and they kill them. That's right.
Yeah, that's exactly what they did. And I've actually seen a motor. And, Alex, I have been trying to get somebody to, you know, say something about this. I know a farmer that runs three-phase electric grinder on it's crazy. You have to see
it. Yeah, the globalists call it disruptive technology. They're suppressing everything. And now they want to cut even the carbon off and keep us off the new stuff. Thanks for the call. Great points. All right, Dave and Evan, last callers. Then I got a few questions for the great guest that's coming up on the other side. This is going to be one hell of the next 2 hours. You definitely want to join us for it.
If you suffer from low energy, if you're not feeling the energy that you used to feel in your younger years, you should try this product and see if it makes a difference for you, because there are many causes of lack of energy. but one of them can be a lack of cellular energy support through pre-methylated nutritional supplements like this that can help you. You can go buy a bottle of vitamins at any store, you know, any Walmart, anywhere that's got cheap B12, which is cyanocobalamin, or the cheap B vitamins, or the cheap minerals like calcium carbonate, which is ground up limestone, you know. Alex Jones doesn't use the cheap low-end versions of these products. And I know this as a nutritionist, as a food scientist. I look at Alex's labels and I'm like, yes, these are the high-end ingredients that I would be using in my own formulations. So really, I'm always impressed with what the Alex Jones Store is doing with their product line. So check it out. TheAlexJonesStore.com, Ultra Methylene Red.
Unveiling the truth they don't want you to see. This is The Alex Jones Show.
And there's a great Royce White about to take over in the final Sunday edition of InfoWars. They shut us down Thursday night at midnight, rolling into Friday, they say, to survive so many bizarre attacks. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to at least go 8, 9 at night live here Thursday, so be sure and join us then. And be sure and support our sponsor, TheAlexJonesStore.com, so we can continue the new network. So they're going to keep coming after us. But, hey, we just keep fighting because you back us. People say, how do you keep fighting? I got millions of people back me. How am I supposed to not fight? I'm supposed to just roll over in a ditch and die? It's not even a choice. But you keep me in the fight, so I salute you and thank you from the bottom of my soul. All right, Dave in FEMA Region 9, shooting, gaslighting, grievance culture. You're on the air worldwide. Welcome.
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity to speak on your last Sunday night broadcast on the old network, Alex. Proud VIP member, do the meth blue, the meth red, and the turmeric every month. And I was blessed to be able to buy all five of the new knives.
Thank you. You're incredible.
Before they all got sold out. It's an honor to support you, sir. I was blessed. Admiral Bannon and Charlie Kirk introduced me to you in 2022 at the seminar. You dialed in. You were remote. Defeating the Great Reset, and that's immensely changed my life. So thank you for all of you've
thank
done,
you.
Sir. Yes, sir. So this is something you and I have talked about. Chase and I have talked about on the air before. Harrison and I have talked about. This is a gaslighting grievance culture, and it's spun up 24 hours a day by the lamestream propaganda media. Right? It's not only the hypocrisy, lies, and projection that they spin. The most influential path that they have with low information, low IQ voters is intentional information suppression. So like all these people call in, and I understand how it happens because critical thinking has been gone from our republic for probably 30 years. But people they can't see the forest for the trees. And inherently, everybody distrusts all of our institutions. And that's the key to Marxism, right? They want you to distrust
them. They undermine
everything.
Them all, and then even when there's facts, people don't even know what they are. So they know they're being lied to, but they don't know what the lie is.
Correct, because people lack discernment. We have a God problem in this country. MAGA, in my humble opinion, should stand for not only make America great again, make America godly again. We need Lord Jesus Christ in our hearts, in our society, in our schools, in our workplaces, 24 hours a day. I appreciate you, sir.
I appreciate you. God is the answer. Royce White talks a lot about that. He's come up in a minute. Eben in California, last caller on Sunday Night Live in this incarnation here. Just remember, we'll be back at the Alex Jones Network at alexjoneslive.com, and everything else is going to be happening on the new network. So bookmark all that and be aware of it. With these horrible creatures that think they're coming in to take over, we're suing the living crap out of them. We've just begun to fight, but we'll continue on. We put everything in God's hands. Commit ourselves to God and Christ Jesus, his son, our savior. Amen. Eben in California, you're on the air. Final caller. Go ahead.
It's an honor to speak with you today. This is Evan Knight. We've spoken many times over the years. I have something really important to tell you, but just first, let me make a quick comment that they have infrared systems where the Secret Service could have read everything inside every single room of that hotel. And they would have saw the outline of a firearm. They would have saw a cold shotgun. They would have saw a pistol.
Well, they actually have is a form of sonar / radar that you see in that Batman movie 20 years ago where they're able to scan the whole city and find stuff. They actually do have that.
Yes. So to me, that was to regain the narrative. There's a lot of people like Jimmy Dore and stuff that have been pointing out that the butler, how they scrubbed the scene, they, you know, washed it clear. They scrubbed his apartment. And then you go to Charlie Kirk. They instantly had to remodel the entire area and scrub that. These aren't coincidences. They're real, you know, cover up. So I believe they were trying to rewrite the narrative and put another assassination attempt in between. So why is Trump not investigating something so important? It's because there is a cover up there. So that's really important stuff. So people just got to get their head straight on this. They're rewriting the narrative. But speaking of the narrative, Alex, I want to point something out really big. They want to put everything in your name. They want the Alex Jones Network. They want it all about you. Then you're one drone attack away from being the InfoWars over. They want to rewrite the narrative, and I'm doing my best to stop this. So I'm at stillinfowars.com. You pull up stillinfowars.com, you see my ministry. I want the Bigley brothers to comment or to contact me and get this domain from me.
Well, listen, let's be clear. This new network actually even has a whole other name coming out for all their shows. My show and stuff, the Alex Jones Network and all that. That was just an easy name. The InfoWar, we're all the InfoWar. So, yeah, this is all about the people.
But if you just put this, put your thinky cap off in one quick second. Stillinfowars.com is a website domain that should be, the Bigley brothers should get it. Stillinfowars is 2.0 Alex Jones after they sued you. A lot of people know you not by
Alex. I agree. Everybody should create their own InfoWars websites and mirror our stuff. Yeah, that's a great idea. Is the site up right now?
Well, no, but yes, you pull it up. You see my ministry, stillinfowars.com. I want to get it to the Bigley brothers because I'm telling you, it's rewriting the narrative that says, no, you didn't get sued for $1 trillion and lost InfoWars. You could be stillinfowars.com. And if you put this up as a question on your website, I think overwhelmingly you will get support.
Yeah, I mean, and then these guys will sue that, claiming they own it, whatever. I mean, my point is, it's not all about me. I'm not going to save the world. I've done a great mission for 32 years. I'm going to continue on. But everything doesn't rest on me, but I hear your point. I appreciate your call. The big thing I need is listeners to find the new show, hit your email list, your text message list, everybody you know, and say, here's where Alex Jones is at. Here's a show they don't want you to have, and do it every day. That when the people get excited, you have all the power. When you call and tell me what I need to do, I'm like, hey, really, I'm doing the research, I'm doing the show. It's all about you now. It's a team effort. I need your help. We're in all this together. Support the sponsor, thealexjonesshow.com. And I want to thank you. All right, Royce White, former professional basketball player, MMA fighter, candidate that's almost won national elections up in Minnesota and fighting so hard, takes over right now for the next hour and 57 minutes. Next hour, 47 minutes. So, but here's the scene before he comes on where in Batman, like 20 years ago or whatever it was, they use the secret NSA technology to track everything and use this sonar off of cell phones to scan and read everything. They had this decades ago with Kinex, all the different video game platforms. They could already scan your whole house with them. That was admitted with the PlayStations, all of it. So here's this scene. After the scene, Royce White takes over. So stay with us. He's got a lot to say and share the live feed for Alex Jones and Rumble the Alex Jones Show. That's not a side issue. You sharing the links is everything. Getting the free app where you'll find the show at alexjonesapp.com, Android and Apple. Right there on the front page, the video and audio feeds. Get the free app. Tell everybody else this guy's being censored. Get the free app. It's so simple. Your word of mouth is king. You must use it to defeat the enemy. AlexJonesApp.com. AlexJonesApp.com. Hit your whole email list. Text message tonight. The show's being shut down. The new show starts now. Find it at AlexJonesApp.com and follow us on X, the network, at AJN Live. But here's the clip from Batman, and Royce White takes over.
Beautiful.
Beautiful, unethical, dangerous. You've turned every cell phone in Gotham into a microphone.
And a high-frequency generator receiver.
You took my sonar concept and applied it to every phone in the city. With half the city feeding you sonar, you can image all of Gotham. This is wrong.
I've got to find this man, Lucius.
At what cost?
The database is null key encrypted. It can only be accessed by one person.
This is too much power for one person.
That's why I gave it to you. Only you can use it.
What did Trump say?
30 million people listen.
2 weeks ago, he said, "Oh, we got to take your rights, keep you safe."
This is an audio sample. If he talks within range of any phone in the city, you can triangulate his position.
I'll help you this one time. But consider this my resignation. As long as this machine is at Wayne Enterprises, I won't be.
When you're finished, type in your name.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. God is great. Christ is King. All right, Christ is risen. And I said earlier, I just came from your neighbor district here in 7, and they got some things going on over there in 7 you may have heard of.
This is Royce White, the battleground in Minnesota.
You guys, I'm glad I made
it.
He's
coming up live.
All right, who's all in here for the first time? Raise your hand. Oh, great. I get to talk to some newcomers. Thank you for being here. I appreciate it. I told everybody over in 7 this morning, I thank God for the strength and courage to stand in the fiery crucible of scrutiny and persecution. Same way Christ did when they placed that crown of thorns on his divine head. Same way Christ did. And I think back as Christ made his final walk to the cross, with the cross, to his death. And the people yelled, if you remember, they had a chance to take Christ back. Instead, they yelled, "Give us Barabbas. Give us the thief before the Messiah." And I'm reminded of such things because we all have problems with politics. No, because if we didn't, we wouldn't be here. We have a problem with the way this country's been run. We have a problem with politics in America, and we should. We got to ask ourselves, if we have such a problem with politics in this country, why do we vote in incumbents 95% of the time? 95% of the time we vote in the problem. And the other 5% of the turnover is usually backed by the same money and the same people who vote in the 95%. We're running a 99% clip of putting in the very people we say are causing the problem. Do we really want change? It's not for me to answer. The referendum is on we the people. You all in this room, you get to decide if we want change. You get to decide if you support me or endorse me, and I'm not here to beg for your endorsement. I want your courage. I'm a little, as the media would say, no, I'm an extremist. I can't see a number on that.
Halfway.
Oh, okay, good. Halfway. That's a lifetime. I'm an extremist. I'm the person they call the far right, ultra MAGA, Christo nationalist, conspiracy theorist, Nazi, white supremacist. Thanks for having me. I make white supremacy look good. And I'm so radical, the only reason I want to go to the United States Senate is to represent Minnesota. Yeah, absolutely. But there's a constitutional crisis. There's a constitutional crisis on the horizon. It's starting right now. President Trump already invoked it. He said, "Stonewall Jackson, there's a problem with these attorneys." And he's 100% correct. See, and I ask myself, as a United States Senate candidate, but more importantly, as a citizen, and you have to ask yourselves in this room, and I'll see you again at the state convention, but just start to work on it in your head. Is there any set of circumstances with which we should give this government and this country back to people who blatantly brag that they do not believe in having a country? I'm that radical. I don't think there's any set of circumstances where President Trump should even consider giving this country back to communists, Satanists, or whoever else in between, because they've told us they don't want to have a country. They don't believe in America. They don't believe in freedom. They don't believe in the truth. They don't believe in God. They don't believe in you. They believe in their own power. They believe in their own lies. They believe in their own reality. They are unmoored from reality. The only question that we have left to answer here in this party is, what is this party going to represent in the chaos? I bring you this. I know you folks up here probably don't read this, and good for you. This is the Communist Red Star, Minnesota Star Tribune, from down in the Twin Cities. I brought you a copy. And in it, owned by former Republican State Rep Glenn Taylor, I might add, Republican State Rep Glenn Taylor owns this paper. And in it, there's a smear campaign today, which says that a father in this country can no longer discipline his son for being caught smoking marijuana. This is exactly what they've done to the Twin Cities. This is exactly what they've done to my community. This is why young black men down in Minneapolis shoot and kill each other and rob each other, because they have made it illegal to discipline your kids. And I want you all to know that, because you see the problem as well as I do. But the real problem is we've abandoned this place, but yet we still say we want their votes. We've abandoned this place, but we say we need their votes to win. I'll tell you how you get their votes. I'll tell you why black people continue to vote Democrat. Because like any smart kid on the playground, they recognize the bully and they recognize who's going to win. You've been bullied too long. There's nothing wrong with being white. There's nothing wrong with being Christian. There's nothing wrong with being American. There is something very wrong with being a coward. There is something very wrong with being pro-choice and pro-amnesty and anti-2A. There's something very wrong with the Nikki Haley's of the world who say Trump's masculinity is toxic. It's all one continuum of the thing that has killed this country. And you get to decide, as the delegates, when we get to state, who are the people who are going to walk down in the basement with the deep state and tell them to bite a hog in the ass. America is back. That's it. Just a little lighthearted talk for you this afternoon. God bless you all. God bless America. I look forward to seeing you at the state convention. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend. America is back.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
To the Alex Jones Show here on Sunday Night Live. You're on InfoWars. I'm your guest host for the rest of the next hour and a half. Royce White, Belly of the Beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. It's a great honor to be here on what is probably the final Sunday night of the long-standing InfoWars legacy. I can't even explain it. It's kind of surreal. Surreal that InfoWars is going away, but Alice is going to keep fighting, as we all will. It's more surreal that I get the chance to be here on what is a historic night. And it really is dark, somber, definitely a warning, definitely a cautionary tale. Cautionary tale, Mr. President. There is something wrong with this country, and it starts in those courts. Judicial supremacy, and we're all living under it, and we all know it. We all know that there's a problem with this country, and it starts right there in those courts. These high priests who are the vanguard of a corrupt status quo, who through, you can silence free speech, you can continue to restrict the Second Amendment, you can extend birthright citizenship to our foreign enemies. You can kill a country. You can kill a nation. You can kill a nation from within. From the bench. And I pray that President Trump continues to find the right path in all of this. And I think we've strayed the course, but there was a brief reprieve last week. And when President Trump said, I'm done listening to all these attorneys. Stonewall Jackson, there's a problem with these attorneys. He was absolutely right. The question is, will he do what needs to be done? I don't know. That's a question that we all have to answer for ourselves in our own heart, because we're going to have to watch him do it. And in some instances, we may need to support him doing it. And I think about this assassination attempt and my God, how does that even happen? How does that even happen? Turnover. Turnover. There should be turnover and heads should roll. There's no way that at this moment in our nation's history, a man should get into a dinner, whether it's a White House correspondent's dinner or anything else, with a gun. How does that even happen? These are dark and treacherous times we're living in. And I'll say this, and I'm going to continue to harp on it. I have a story for you, a personal story about judicial supremacy, more local here in the state of Minnesota, here in the city of Minneapolis, Hennepin County, belly of the beast. And it hits home. Held off talking about the situation to try and let the legal proceedings play out. But as I know, Alex Jones knows, and President Trump knows, you let the legal proceedings play out and it shows you exactly how corrupt it really is. But before I get into that story, I want to say this. We can never give this country, this government back to these people. All the negotiations, all the happy talk, all the highbrow intellectual debate should be done. It's only a mechanism of self-defeat and self-destruction. These people are self-destructive. They're nihilistic. They're sadomasochistic. They live in their own reality. They're unmoored from reality. As I said there in the cold open from a speech at Congressional District 8 yesterday afternoon. These people are unmoored from reality. And at some point, you just have to come to grips with the fact that people who believe in any strange stretch of the imagination, it remotely appropriate to allow a parent to consent to cut off his son's or her son's or their son's penis are not people that we can negotiate with. People who would let in 15 million foreign invaders are not people who we can negotiate with. People who would try and lie and tell you that Joe Biden was not in cognitive decline are not people who we can negotiate with. There comes a time where you have to suspend negotiations. And I think there's a small part of all of us that understand that's where we're at. This is where we're at. But yet we're still afraid of the implications, and rightfully so. But nevertheless, I can guarantee if we keep playing this game where we give this country back to people who do not believe in having a country, eventually we will not have a country. And it's really that simple. You're watching the Alex Jones Show here on InfoWars Sunday Night Live. I'm your guest host, Royce White. I'll be back with you for the rest of the next hour and a half. It's a great honor. It's a great pleasure to be here on InfoWars final Sunday night. Stay tuned.
The bad guys all over the world, the EU, NATO, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Democrat Party, they all recognize InfoWars and its history since 1997 when I started the website and started using that name as being probably the most devastating weapon of truth against them. And that's why they've tirelessly attacked us, censored us, and tried to shut us down. But because you stood with us as modern Paul Revere's, as true InfoWarriors, we've not only stayed on air, but we've become more effective and reached even more people, not just here, but around the world. This is 1776 Worldwide. Now, coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors. And that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself is InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats,
that are limited edition that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts. This is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. We also have a new line promoting the 250th anniversary of the American Republic, about to show you in a moment. But these are historic shirts, and they're symbols of your support and your being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and look at these two new amazing lines. Again, we the people, that means you and I, literally are the InfoWars. We are the eyes and ears on the ground. We are the people engaged in the fight to awaken humanity and seeing giant successes. This is personally one of my favorite shirts in the new line. Dozens of new limited edition shirts in the 1776 line and hats. I love this one. InfoWars. All gut, no quit. Remember all the times the last few years where they had the fake auctions and raided us and turned the electricity off and got overturned in court? Oh, we're still battling. We wouldn't still be here if it wasn't for your fight. I'm the InfoWar. You are the InfoWar. And that's who we are. So you want to get this camo classic InfoWars shirt right now at thealexjonesstore.com. A lot of these new shirts and hats are totally new designs, but a lot of them are classics, but limited edition with 1776 on the shoulder. Now here's the classic InfoWars logo on a white shirt. Never done black on white. Seems like we should have. Looks great. Got the 1776 on the shoulder. You are literally funding and supporting and wearing your uniform in the fight to defeat the globalists. And there's not just the new InfoWars 1776 line of hats. There's things like this bad boy, just real clean, classic Americana USA. And then, of course, we've got the new limited edition America at 250 years old. And the back of these shirts are amazing Americana. And I designed this, the Betsy Ross flag with 250 on it. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. Semi-quintennial. That means 250, baby. America's birthday with badass hats as well. And this is just a small sampling of the designs at thealexjonesstore.com. InfoWars is 28 years old. America's 250. And look at the back of this clean shirt. USA 250. 1776 forever. Again, from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you all for your past support. And just let you know, it's up to you whether this continues on. The InfoWar lives on through you. I suggest you get some of these classic designs while you still can, because in the future, if they get shut this down, we're going to have big problems selling InfoWars named apparel. Could be your last chance to get it. Thanks for your support. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for being part of the true heart of America and the resistance against the globalists. God bless you all.
Alex Jones Show here on Sunday Night Live, InfoWars. I'm your guest host, Royce White, here in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I said I was going to share a personal story, and I'm going to share it with you. Although I've held off talking about the situation because, you know, in legal proceedings, the standard is we don't really want you to talk about it. It could affect the way the judge is going to rule. Judicial supremacy, even in that sense, our First Amendment rights come into question. But as you may have seen, if you're paying attention to my ex or some of the headlines, the recent headlines, a Hennepin County judge. And if you get in the studio there, you guys can probably find the picture of the judge. I posted it earlier on my ex. She's got the funny turquoise glasses. I want to show everybody in the audience. But anyway, a Hennepin County judge granted my ex-wife a 50-year order for protection with no evidence, no police reports, no arrests, no eyewitnesses, no other forms of evidence such as text message or email communications where I made any threats whatsoever. It was all based on the hearsay testimony, which this judge, this liberal judge, this woke Karen, found credible on testimony alone. 50-year order for protection. 50 years. Now, we've already put in our appeal, and I hope that the Minnesota appellate court is going to be more, more prudent about the way they carry out their legal proceedings. But who knows? I mean, we have a problem all the way up to the Supreme Court, and my problems are far, far less, you know, significant than the great Alex Jones or what they try to do to President Trump. And if you hear the undertone of what I'm trying to say here, Mr. President, when you say there's a problem with these attorneys, don't forget the great Alex Joneses of the world. Don't forget that these courts went after Alex the same way they went after you. And there's a common denominator. And now it's trickled down to me. And amen. Praise be to God. I'll take the scrutiny. I'll stand in the fiery crucible. But we better get our ducks in a row and our priorities in order. Because if we don't, then all this stuff that these people have gone through on behalf of the movement, on behalf of you, on behalf of this country is for nothing. Absolutely nothing. The backstory of the 50-year-old OFP was really that my son was caught smoking pot. He wasn't necessarily caught smoking pot, but one of his friends had a joint in the back of my garage, and I could see him on my Ring camera, which there's a video out there of that as well, and clearly a joint. And is it the end of the world? No. Marijuana is legal in Minnesota, not legal for minors. A lot of people out there have, you know, certain views about marijuana being legal. I don't share those views. But it's not my top issue either. The point being is when you're 14 years old, you shouldn't be smoking pot with your friends in back of your house, especially not be dumb enough to get caught doing it on your own Ring camera. And the real issue isn't that my son was caught, you know, with this bad behavior. The real issue is that in this country, fathers are no longer allowed to discipline their children. Fathers are no longer allowed to discipline their sons. And I hear all these middle-aged white conservative boomers saying, oh, look at these black communities. Look at what's going on down there in Minneapolis. And what is the source of this problem? And I'll tell you, if you bring the judge back up, that is the source of the problem. The source of the problem. And there's this narrative, and this is the problem I have with Larry Elder, and this is the problem I have with some of these other black conservatives who talk about the nuclear family and how all these young black men are, you know, sexually undisciplined, and they're not there for their children. That's not true. I bring you a report live from the belly of the beast. I can't tell you how many fathers may have had a child out of wedlock but wanted to be in that kid's life. And they find themselves in a situation with a woman who is willing to weaponize those children and the court, have them thrown in jail, have their entire life destroyed if she can accomplish it because of her own personal vendettas. Same as E. Jean Carroll. Same as the judges who went after Alex Jones. The difference is in this situation, this is destroying the families all across this country. And it's not just, you know, black people or black men. It's men everywhere. Men everywhere are being absolutely obliterated by the family and divorce courts. And the real underlying problem, even more than the men who are destroyed by these kangaroo courts, these politically motivated and ideological kangaroo courts, even more dangerous than that is that young men do not get the discipline that they need. There is no set of circumstances where a father should even think twice about disciplining their son, their teenage son, especially their black teenage sons who we see we have a crisis with in this country. There's no set of circumstances where a father should even have to think twice about the legality of disciplining their son for being caught with marijuana. But that's what we've done in this country. That's what we've done in this state. That's what we've done in the city of Minneapolis. And that's exactly why you see the chaos and crisis that you see. If you pull up my Substack there, I mean, I don't want to go into my ex-wife and who she is as a person because, you know, I mean, you can only imagine when somebody walks into a court and is willing to lie to that degree. It says everything you need to know. But if you need a picture, and they say pictures are worth 1,000 words, you bring that Substack up there and scroll down to the first image that I have in the piece, not the one with me on stage, but yeah, this one right there. Go ahead and pull that gallery up. And if you see here, there's an image of me. Yeah, go to the one of me first. There's an image of me at the Big Three basketball league, and I'm walking out with my son. There's my son, my young son, handsome little fella. This is about 3 years ago. There's a picture of me walking out with my young son, you know, 7,000-8,000 people in the crowd, and he wanted to profess his faith. He wanted to walk out with his dad. He wanted to walk out with the shirt that says Christ is King, and I was right there to support him. But this shows that a father is trying to lead his son toward Christ. And now let's go to the next picture. While his mother casually dresses like a demon on her Instagram. Now, here's the issue. The issue isn't that most of us in this audience, or even, let's say, a good portion of us in the conservative and Christian movement don't see the issue with that. Of course we do. I mean, we can connect the dots. You got a woman who is flirting with the idea of becoming a Satanist and a man who wants to instill some discipline and sacred honor and faith in their children and in the household. Not hard to see where the turmoil is gonna stem from. The problem is, we have an entire side of the political spectrum that sees absolutely nothing wrong with this at all. And how long are we going to play this BS back and forth with those people? I'll tell you why we do, because there's a small portion, small tiny little portion of people in our own camp who aren't really sorted about this sort of thing. They too believe that a woman should be able to dress how she wants on her Instagram. Don't tell her what to do. You're not supposed to spank your child. You know, you're supposed to raise your child up from a young age. And if you do it right, then they'll never stray the path. I mean, it's all a type of a pseudo-intellectual, pseudo-spiritual, pseudo-scriptural formation of Christianity and conservatism. And this is exactly why the conservative movement has not conserved much. Because just as crazy as the liberals are, just as much lunacy as the liberals have delivered to American society, we have been capitulators. And the question becomes, why? Why have we capitulated to this craziness? And I don't know. It's like maybe we like it. Maybe we, as in us, the right wing, the American conservative and Christian movement, MAGA, America First. Maybe we American patriots don't see a society, a nation of more relative peace and logic, sensible times. Maybe we can't see it, and therefore we can't bring ourselves to bring it about, to bring it forth by force if necessary. And I want to emphasize the if necessary. Because I'm running for United States Senate, so I believe in elective politics. I believe in changing hearts and minds through the arena of intellectual ideas, which is American politics, which is the political arena. I believe in it, which is why I'm running. But I'm also realistic. I've been on the earth 35 years. And in 35 years, all I've seen is a slow decline. A slow, managed decline. And the political football has become the power source of this managed decline. And we have this sort of highbrow intellectual game of wittiness going on back and forth. A couple of jerk-offs playing ping pong, you know, with a ball that says death to America. Pun intended. The Ayatollah screams death to America, or China, they whisper death to America. North Korea is death to the West, death to America. All these other jihadists around the world yell death to America. The Zionists in secret probably say death to America in so many ways. And, you know, everybody's got our number. Everybody wants to take a piece out of the champ. Okay, fine. But the real problem, the real death to America problem that we have is right here in America. We're afraid of it. And, you can split the atom a million different ways. But the bottom line is, look at the results. You look at the results. The truth is, we're all afraid of it. We know what has to happen now. President Trump has to get his his priorities in order. He has to rightly order his love and his charity, and thus his priorities will follow. He has to rightly order this country, and we can never give it back to these people, because if we give it back, we'll never get it back. And you all know it. And the only time we'll get it back in the future is if we get it back with a person who probably isn't going to do much of anything anyway. And we see it time and time again. It's like, why are there no deep state arrests? Why are there no this? Why are there no that? I don't know if you all are really ready for that. I'm just saying, I know Alex is. I know there's some people in this audience that are ready for that. But I mean the American people. And Vox Populi, Vox Dei, the voice of the people is the voice of God. In a 50+1 majority type of system, what the people are ready for matters. And a lot of times our leadership has to gauge its action based on what the people are ready for. Just like in the pandemic, why did they leave the liquor stores open? You know, is it because they wanted to thumb the eye of Christians and close the churches? Yes. But it's also a very real thing that, you know, if people go cold turkey off of alcohol, and there are a lot of alcoholics out there around the country, number one, they'll become angry and belligerent and dangerous. But number two, a lot of people will die. You can't go cold turkey off of alcohol. You die from alcohol withdrawal. The brain seizes up, has too much of a displacing effect on the neurological. People die from going cold turkey off of alcohol. They die from going cold turkey off of benzodiazepines. And I continue to send my thoughts and prayers to Dr. Jordan Peterson and the struggles that I hear he's going through with the neurological medicine and whatnot, the neurological injury. It's a real thing. But it speaks to the fact that we, the people, have to be ready for what is necessary so our leaders can do what is necessary. And I just get the sense that we're not. Because if we were, there'd be no circumstance with which we would ever even consider giving the government back to people who let in 20 million foreign invaders. In what world? In what world is that not seditious? In what world is that not treason? In what world is that not treason? In what world should we ever even consider giving this government back to those people? 20 million foreign invaders, you can't discipline your son for getting caught with marijuana, but they can encourage him and even help facilitate cutting his penis off. Are you kidding me? What have we done to our country? And who's going to step up and do the tough thing to turn it around? At some point, we can't just talk about it. At some point, we can't play the intellectual highbrow debate. At some point, this can't be a political football between faux news, Fox News, faux Fox News, and CNN. At some point, the Van Joneses and the Scott Jennings of the world need to just shut it, okay? Shut it. We don't want to hear it. We don't want to hear it anymore. And I know that's hypocritical coming from me. I'm on here for 2 hours tonight, but I'm coming with the message of what it really needs to be. And I'm going to continue to bang that drum from now until the election and beyond. We can never give this country back to people who don't want to have a country. They don't believe in the fundamentals of having a country. Because in order to have a country, you have to have a border. In order to have a country, you have to have some laws, rule of law, some courts that have some sacred honor, that are objective, that aren't politically weaponized. In order to have a country, you have to prioritize your people and your citizens and their health and their safety and their right to speak, their right to free speech. And we've seen the left stomp over all of those fundamental tenets, all of those pillars of what we all agree are the baseline of actually having a country, at least a country the way we want it. We can have a country, but it'll be the country formerly known as the United States of America. It will no longer be the country that our founding fathers envisioned. And we all know we're at that point. You know, we can split the atom a million different ways. We all know where we're at. President Trump, I implore you, get the boys ready. Take a head count. Is the military with us or not? And if the military is not with us, if the military is really beholden to the military industrial complex, to the point where the vast majority of our servicemen and women do not understand the dire crisis we're in and see the urgent situation and they're not with us, well, then we already live under tyranny. Apropos to a lot of people's criticism about this current administration, it seems like no matter who we elect to office, the military-industrial complex always gets its cut, always gets its palms greased. $20 billion went missing here in Minnesota, and that's egregious. Minnesota residents should never even consider voting for Democrats until there's a full apology and some type of recompense. For the money that's gone missing, it's just stolen. You know, misappropriated, misplaced. Oh, no, it was stolen. When billions of dollars go missing, it's not even fraud. That's called foreign policy. Went missing. It went right into the coffers of the elites here in Minnesota or whoever else. And then it's some little, you know, the Al-Shabaab gets a taste. Courtesy of Ilhan Omar and the gang. I mean, give me a break. It's absolutely despicable that Minnesotans would even consider voting for Democrats after they've stolen $20 billion. And that's on the low side. That's being conservative. It may end up being $100 billion. It may actually end up being $100 billion when it's all said and done. We're just in the tip of the iceberg of how deep this fraud goes. And it may not just be the Somalis. We don't even know. We don't know how this whole web works here in Minnesota, but we know there's a lot of money that's gone missing. And we know Minnesota hasn't had Republican leadership, except for the uniparty rhinos that helped the DFL stay in power. But we know that for the most part, the Democrats, and you know, that's a perfect example of what I'm saying. We're afraid of that. We're afraid to look up at the numbers and go, well, the Democrats in Minnesota are sure a sign that the left is willing to steal the people's money hand over fist with no qualms about it. And then, well, you know, they couldn't have done it without a good portion of those Republican rhinos up there who played the controlled opposition to help facilitate the whole deal. Where's the math to a 50+1 majority? It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist because we the people like the convenience. It could exist if we'd all wake up and stop saying things like, oh, you like Alex Jones? You're associated with Alex Jones? Why would you ever associate with Alex Jones? A judge ruled that he was... Shut your mouth. Shut your little mealy mouth, yuppie, cuck-servative, weak-stomached mouth. Shut your mouth. All you people out there who still believe in this courts should be absolutely ashamed of yourself. What more do you need to see? What more needs to happen? Tell me. Tell me. What do the courts... And this is a question I ask the Democrats all the time, and I'm asking it now here in Minnesota on the campaign trail. I say, tell me what the Democrats would have to do for you not to vote Democrat. I mean, think of anything. What's the worst thing they could do where you could see yourself going, you know what, I'm not voting Democrat. Even if that means you just abstain your vote. Maybe you don't vote Republican, but at least abstain from voting for a Democrat. What would they do? What could they possibly do? If the answer is nothing, if there's nothing Democrats could possibly do to get you to at least abstain your vote, then you're no longer a citizen. Because I could tell you a handful of things the Republicans could do that would have me abstain my vote. I could tell you a handful of things. And I tell you this, digital IDs is getting right up. As a matter of fact, I'll say this. If the Republican Party in this country facilitates digital IDs, I'm out. I'm not voting for you. I'm not voting for a Republican. I'm not voting Republican if we are going to be the stewards to shepherd in digital IDs, social credit scores. If we're going to become the Chinese Communist Party in the West, I'm out. And hey, most people look at that and say, well, good riddance, Royce. Never needed you. Okay, fine. Well, you tell me what your pitch is down there in the city. Who is it? Is it Norm Coleman? Is it Tim Pawlenty? Is it Mike Pence? Is it Lindsey Graham? Is it Mitch McConnell? Maybe it's Byron Donalds. I don't know. What's your plan then? If your plan is to watch the the Alex Joneses, the RFK Juniors, the Tulsi Gabbards, the Joe Kents, the Royce Whites, the Steve Bannons, the General Flynns, Derek Princes. If the plan is to watch all of these people just wander off into the void, disengage from the fight because they don't agree with certain things, and I guess they have no value in the movement. If that's your plan, then you plan to lose. And then it's right for people to ask, maybe you want to lose on purpose. It's right for people to at least ponder if the willingness to break one of the greatest coalitions in this nation's political history, if you're willing to break a coalition that great so haphazardly, maybe the plan is not to win. And hey, I don't necessarily think we need to win. I hope we win. I think we should win. I think the American people should see how destructive, self-destructive the Democrats are, and by way of the rest of the people and things they touch. I think that'd be good. But I kind of think that President Trump should never give this government back to these people anyway. That's just my opinion. My opinion if Abraham Lincoln or Thomas Jefferson or George Washington or any of the great leaders or presidents of our time that had to make tough decisions against revolutionary circumstances, and we are facing a revolution right here, right now. It's already on. We're halfway in it. Half of the revolution is let's cut the little boys' penises off. The other half of the revolution is to walk ourselves into a digital prison. To walk ourselves to the gallows wearing a smile because the convenience and the high is so good. We're in a revolution right now. Question is, who's going to be that revolutionary leader? I don't know. I'd be happy to do it. I'd be happy to do it for you all, America. Because if it was me, we'd never give this government back to these people. And we wouldn't be shy about it. We wouldn't even play. No, stop. Come on. What are we talking about? You don't believe in having a country. You tell us. Who would give the country back to people who say that America needs to burn, that America needs to fall, who participates in the ideology of a rapid decline of America, let alone the managed decline the elites have perpetuated? I mean, come on. What are we even thinking? Let's get serious, guys. Let's start having the real discussions. Here on Sunday Night Live, the InfoWars audience, thank you so much for allowing me to be here. Alex Jones, Doris White, and Billy the Beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. We'll be right back in a moment. Stay tuned.
Here at the InfoWars studio in Austin, Texas, there's not a single desk, workstation, or studio where you can't find a half-empty product from thealexjonesstore.com. That's because we all put our money where our mouth is. And you too can be confident that you're putting into your body the absolute best supplements, nootropics, drink mixes, and tinctures that money can buy. So to all of you who are on the fence about ordering from thealexjonesstore.com, what are you waiting for? And to all of you who've made the commitment, we here at InfoWars salute you, and we'd like to say,
thank you for your support.
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 Thank you for your support at thealexjonesstore.com.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
He was on like a year ago saying, this group kills people, and if Trump really goes for disclosure, I think you're going to see a lot of death. Well, now it's official U.S. government study. Like, why? They're saying it's 11 scientists. Folks, it's hundreds. But it's people over gravitic control. It's not anti-gravity, folks. It's gravity manipulation, gravity control. And it's people involved with the secret space program, all of it. And they're saying, they're coming to kill me. They told me they are, and they're dead.
This dude, this katana-wielding dude, made a really big deal about, he was like, okay, listen to me. It's been independently discovered four other times. He said it's been suppressed every other time. This time, they're waiting for someone to publish. They're ready. And on the other side of the fence, there's multiple parties looking at each other like, didn't we tell this bitch 3 years ago that we kill people for this? Is she not listening? What is she doing? She's still doing it? What? We told her we were going to kill her 3 years ago. So I have these two, different scenarios floating constantly in my life where I have people being like, do it, do it, do it. You're the one, do it. And then I have multiple people being like, they're going to kill you. Don't do it.
Every day that I have on earth is a gift and a blessing, and I'm very grateful for that. Because, frankly, people are disappearing. Scientists are going missing. Now they're saying they're going to investigate this. The president himself is saying they're going to look into this and see if anything's going on. It's a little bit scary. I got to say, it's a little bit scary. But you guys knew that I might still show up, even though it was last minute and I've had a really rough week. Like, you know, that's kind of like every week. But somehow we keep on making it through all of this.
Daniel List, we've had prominent UFO researchers commit suicide in the last few days and die. We have all these scientists dying. We have all these Chinese scientists dying. You're a very credible, prominent guy. I'm not trying to be dramatic here, but have you started to get a little bit of your skin crawling, a little bit concerned yourself? Again, you know me, I'm not a dramatic guy with you personally, but I just wanted to ask that question up front. Hope you don't mind it. Are you getting a little creeped out here?
There's no question about it, and it's great to be back with you, Alex. I do want to actually spotlight that. When you took on the UFO issue and started speaking about the secret space program, I noted a genuine uptick, and I mean serious uptick, in your legal issues. And I noted it sometime back in 2017, way back there.
Trump orders a real investigation, so he sends out investigators, and then all the key people die. That's pretty obvious.
There's no question about it. And I will say that, you know, Trump going on the record right there in February and saying we're going to release all of these records pertaining to the UFO file was gigantic.
To begin releasing government files relating to UFOs and unexplained aerial phenomena. And I figured this was a good crowd because I know you people, you're really into that. I don't know if I am. But so I'm pleased to report today. I thought I'd save it for this crowd because you're a little bit out there, you know, a little bit. That this process is well underway, and we found many very interesting documents, I must say. And the first releases will begin very, very soon. So you can go out and see if that phenomena is correct. You'll figure it out. Let me know.
We do know that General McCaslin was well respected by people who were pushing for UAP disclosure, including very senior people in Hillary Clinton's campaign back in 2016. We know he was planning to disclose UAP secrets in what was expected to be a Clinton presidency. And it's really interesting that this follows so closely, his disappearance follows so closely on the heels of President Trump's announcement that he was intending to declassify UFO files, a promise, by the way, which the president hasn't followed up on yet.
It was huge, and we saw it was, you know, interfered with by Obama, so we know that something strange was going on the inside.
Are aliens real?
They're real, but I haven't seen them, and they're not being kept in, what is it?
Area 51.
Area 51. There's no underground facility, unless there's this enormous conspiracy, and they hid it from the President of the United States.
What was the first question you wanted answered when you became president?
Where are the aliens?
Where are the aliens?
And then in the background there, you had a number of people who were silently being moved off the stage and eliminated. But I've also seen how this works directly. You know, we're talking about DOD billionaires hanging out in the background, hardware manufacturers, defense contractors. And if you, you know, you have that stroke of history, when you look across it, you can see presidents warning about this through generations from Eisenhower.
I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene before. I want you to take our medical grade, to take starting medicine kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. And you said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Dune, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexShowStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show here on InfoWars Sunday Night Live. I'm your guest host, Russ White, in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. This is our last Sunday on InfoWars. Proud to know Alex Jones, proud to be a friend of Alex Jones and all the work they've done here on InfoWars. When I first hosted InfoWars, must have been, I don't know, 3 years ago now, was the first time we did it. I can't tell you all the people who said, associating yourself with Alex Jones, that's political suicide. I laughed. Are you kidding me? So I put Alex Jones in my campaign launch video. And we ended up getting 40% of the vote in Minnesota in 2024, more votes than any other Republican U.S. Senate candidate in Minnesota Republican Party history, except for the great Jason Lewis, who's another patriot I really respect and share a lot of the same views with. He's now out of politics. He used to have a radio show. A lot of people in Minnesota would know the name Jason Lewis. He was a House rep, but we hope guy like Jason Lewis would return to politics one day. I know he's living comfortable in Florida. Better place, better times, better politics. But it just goes to show you, like, even being on the show today, we're just going to tell the truth. We just have to tell the truth and let the chips fall where they will. And in terms of changing hearts and minds that way, changing hearts and minds that way, just tell the truth and let the chips fall where they will. But in a very practical and pragmatic sense, there's no way Abraham Lincoln would stand for this. There's no way that a Thomas Jefferson would stand for this. There's no way our founding fathers would stand for giving the country and government to people who openly say, we're going to leave the border for foreign invaders to cross. We're going to strategically and brazenly, I might add, undermine the fundamental pillars of us having a nation altogether. There's no way they would tolerate it. There's no way they would put up with it. And we shouldn't either. And people have to start getting their minds wrapped around that, you know, that idea. And then we face an even more dangerous proposition. It's like, okay. And I said this the other day on my morning show, 7 to 9 a.m. at the White House. We do Free People Radio across all social media platforms. We'll be on tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. If you want to call in to the show, we'll have the phone lines open around 7:20 a.m. Central. Call in, and then, you know, you get me in. We can debate. You can tell me, hey, Royce, you know, you're batshit, or, you know, just share with us what you're thinking. But I said on my show last week that the left is the controlled opposition. You have to understand that the fight for this country is on the right. The entire left is controlled opposition. And you could make a strong argument that the entire left has gone about this either PSYOP, psychological operation, or just the lunacy of their liberal worldview, all to distract all of us from what our elites are really up to. And I heard Alex Jones, allude to it a little bit earlier, and I was very disturbed to see President Trump and his comments about the FISA deal and say, hey, I'm willing to give up some of my siblings. Mr. President, with all due respect, love you, support you, you know that, but we're not giving up any of our civil liberties, any of our freedoms in the interest of security. We're not trading our freedom for security, not one bit. And I say that in theory and in principle, but to an extent, we have given up a lot of our freedoms for security. So you can't be shocked that the sitting president would look at it and go, who are you all fooling? You're willing to give up your security, for your freedom for security every day. And we have been, and we have to turn that around. The answer is not to continue to let the avalanche slide downhill. The answer is to build a dam, to build a levee, and say, we're not going to give another inch. Digital ID, social credit scores, central bank digital currency, robots teaching the kids. You know, just stop. Just cut it out. And I grew up in a culturally Marxist Democrat community. I understand their fundamental philosophy. That's why people say, oh, well, you can't win. You're further right than the president, or you're further right than Bannon, or you're far, far right. Is it really far right to say we don't want robots teaching our children? Is that too far? I mean, sure, for people who want to cut our children's penises off, I'm sure that would seem far. Although, I kind of think their idea and their way of parenting and children is way further from the norm than ours. And that's what I mean. They just gaslight us, and we just go round and round in circles with them. It's like, come on, guys, what are we talking about here? I'm a lifelong professional athlete, two-sport professional athlete, basketball, mixed martial arts. And I could have probably played whatever professional sport I wanted, whichever one I would have gotten into. Could have played tight end in the NFL, probably could have played quarterback. I was a quarterback when I was young. Could have played in the NFL. I don't know if I could have played hockey. I got a lot of respect for the hockey guys. Shout out to Jack Hughes and the USA boys who won the gold. I could have played baseball. You know, but as a professional athlete, and this goes back to the story about my son, and you know, well, you're abusing him. Yeah, I'm abusing him for yelling at him. I'm abusing him for grabbing him by the arm and saying, hey, you don't disrespect your parents. You don't use profanity with your parents ever under any circumstance. If you do, I'll break my foot off in your behind, boy. And you damn sure do not have any pot out in back of my garage. I mean, why would I listen to people who believe in participation medals, celebrate mediocrity, and want to cut my son's penis off? Why would I listen to them about parenting or about coaching or training athletes? Why would I listen to a liberal white woman about how to coach a young man to be an elite athlete? Why? Why would I listen to them about parenting? And see, I'm making a point. We've actually given the jurisprudential precedent, the power of the court, the judiciary, to people who have stripped this country of our right to properly discipline our children. Yet every day they make it increasingly more normal, more accepted to mutilate them. What have we done? We can never give this country back to these people. And they can take InfoWars down, and they can try and bankrupt Alex Jones. And if I had a couple $1 billion, I'd give Alex the billion. Honestly. Because it's a crying shame. It's a crying shame that they're even allowed to do it. In my opinion, that's my opinion. I don't speak for Alex. I don't speak for anybody else. I speak for me. My opinion is it's a crying shame that they're even allowed to do it. And I told you all on my podcast 2 years ago when the lawsuit first came down, I said, there goes our freedom. And I guess everybody kind of takes it as casual because it's just one man. You know, it's like, well, Alex shouldn't have said this, and so he's the one who has to deal with the bankruptcy and the whole. It's like, okay, if you want to play it like that, fine. But we all know how that ends. And all my fellow Jewish Americans, you certainly know how it ends. When the many watch the few go through persecution and they stand by and don't say anything. Black people, you know how that goes. I think everybody in the country knows how that goes. When you watch one man be reamed by corruption and an unjust legal system, you kind of just watch and say, well, I'm glad I don't have to deal with that. Okay. But you do. But you do, though. You certainly do. And I tell people, and the reason I bring up the race thing, and I don't mean to harp on it, but, you know, they're trying to smear me in Minnesota because I'm black, Mexican, and Norwegian. I represent a and I hate to use this word, but a multicultural referendum. I can go into the black and Mexican community and say, are you seriously going to let these people cut your son's penis off? Are you not going to make them clarify that point before you vote for these people? And then on top of it, you're going to let them steal $20 billion from you? What in the world are you thinking? In what world? I can do that. I'm willing to do that. I've done that. That's why I got 40% of the vote, despite not having an endorsement from the president or any one of the Republican Congress members who are here in Minnesota. I still got 40% of the vote. Because I supported the president with no shame. And people saw that. And people saw my genuine support of President Trump and my genuine willingness to be persecuted, like by a liberal judge and a Hennepin County court, to save this country. People saw that. And even though in my own community, be it both Mexican and black, and I'm there all the time because I still coach in the city. I still coach the high school boys in the cities. And sure, people may hang their hat, or, I mean, you know, hang their nose or thumb their nose in private. They would never come say it in person because I'm not the kind of guy you just come up and mouth off to. But they may have their opinions about my politics, but they know that they have to respect me, and a good portion of them respect that I'm willing to talk about what's real regardless of the party. I've just always been a person who talks about things that are real. Like after George Floyd died, let's go talk about how the money works. Let me bring you to the Federal Reserve. When the Uyghurs were being hauled off into concentration camps in China, I'm saying free the Uyghurs. Not by U.S. military intervention, but free the Uyghurs. If we're going to place an emphasis on humanitarianism and altruism and race and injustice and tyranny and all these other things, we say President Trump and white men are guilty of, the same standards should be held to the Chinese. And the fact that the left doesn't tells us exactly who they are and what their motivation really is. You don't believe in justice. You don't believe in freedom. You don't believe in peace. You don't believe in rights. But I can go down there and talk to people, and I will go down there and talk to people. I'll continue to do that. I'll continue to try and heal and unify this country along the BS racial lines, because at the end of the day, it's just a distraction. It's just a distraction. The crime's out of control in the black community. The cuckery is out of control amongst white people on both sides of the aisle. The crime is out of control with black people in this country. And the cuckery is out of control with white people on both sides of the aisle. And the net result is the government's just taking it from us, hand over fist, just taking it. You're going to take it. We'll steal $2 trillion up, Department of Defense, now Department of War, up, $2 trillion goes missing. You know, just deal with it. Suck it up. We got Muslims to fight. It's for the military. It's for our servicemen. Oh, shut your mouth. Excuse me, Mr. Adam Schwarzy, Mr. Navy man. I respect your service, and that's where it stops. Ain't no amount of service, ain't no amount of red, white, and blue cosplay going to get me to excuse $2 trillion going missing every time we have an audit of the Department of Defense. I don't care how many years you served or where you served or what you did or what your medals are. I don't care. And that's what makes a General Flynn honorable. Served this country. He loves this country. He understands the importance of a strong military. So do I. But we're not going to let people steal money from us, which is essentially stealing our freedom based on an exchange for security. And it's a false sense of security at that. It's a false sense of security, and that's what I'm really appealing to here. Hey, if you're going to dump $20 trillion into a military, at least use it. Use it then. Use it so we don't have to keep playing this game where we give our country back to communists every 2 to 4 years. Just use it. I know that sounds radical. I know. And I struggle. I'm conflicted with it. You know, even myself on a day by day basis, I go, man, should we really do that? Should we really take it there? I don't know. Maybe we should. Then we're going to have to sort out the righteousness of our own leadership. And that's not an easy task either. That's a tough task. Making sure our leaders stay righteous within that reconstruction, that reformation of things. Just like Abraham Lincoln wrestled with it. He wrote about it. You can go and read it. He wrote about suspending habeas corpus. He's like, man, you know, with the utmost scrutiny of himself, he wrote about being conflicted in doing it. But he rationalized and said, if I don't do this, there won't be a United States of America. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. Is anybody out there? You guys think I'm nuts? We're going to give our country back to people who want to cut little boys' penises off and make that normal? Are you, excuse me? It's like we're so kind and they call us Christians judgmental, but I think we're very tolerant. I think we're very tolerant of some radically, unhinged ideas. And they'll say, oh, Royce, you're unhinged. You're unhinged. You support President Trump. You're unhinged. Alex Jones is unhinged. The entire Republican Party's unhinged. They're racist. They're white supremacists. They're Nazis. No, you want to cut little boys' penises off, even if you casually condone it in common conversation, in common parlance, even if you casually condone it. It's so far from acceptable and normal or healthy that you should be discredited. You're the one who's unhinged. You people are unhinged. It's like we play this game with them, though. We want to play this back and forth. I don't want to do it. I'm going to run for United States Senate, and let's hope that the Minnesota Republicans do not embarrass themselves by nominating a pro-choice, pro-amnesty, anti-2A sideline NFL reporter in this nation's darkest hour. On the brink of a constitutional crisis, you've got to be kidding me. Let's hope that Minnesota Republicans don't embarrass themselves that way. But it wouldn't shock me. It wouldn't shock me one bit. Honest to God, it would not shock me one bit if it turns out that Greg Gutfeld and Fox News still have so much juice with middle white America that you people are willing to vote in a soft Gucci pump wearing sideline reporter who's pro-amnesty, pro-choice, and anti-2A in this nation's darkest hour. That would not surprise me. Or an Adam Schwarzy, because, you know, everybody loves a guy who served 20 years in two of the most disreputable wars in our nation's history, Afghanistan and Iraq. Iraq, complete sham. Most of the guys who served say they regret us ever going there in the first place. Afghanistan, we went there. The world's poppy production was 3%. When we left, it was 90-something percent, and you got a fentanyl crisis on your own shores in your own neighborhood. And, I mean, we left in disgrace. I don't know. If you come into a Republican Party convention and you lead with, I served in these two wars, I'm not impressed, dude. I'm just telling you, I'm not impressed. Thank you, but I'm not impressed. Thank you, I admire it, but I'm not impressed. If that makes sense, I'm just not going to let that be the guiding principle of this next chapter in American politics. Come on, give me a break. Adam Schwarzy. You don't even know the name out there because he's nobody. But he's everywhere and nowhere at the same time because he's a firm part of the military-industrial complex. He's a State Department shill. Worked for, you know, who walks into, at a time where the CIA and the State Department are in such great question, under such great scrutiny, who walks into any political event and leads with, the last place I worked was the State Department? Are you kidding me? Excuse me. Anybody who works for the State Department is in question. Obviously. Anybody who worked for the State Department recently is in question. Why? Because they tried to run a coup on the president. That's why. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's right out there in the open. Adam, I was the co-chair of Nikki Haley's presidential campaign in Minnesota. I mean, people are still, Nikki Haley. Jesus. Nikki Haley. Why'd you do it, Adam? Why'd you let him use your name to be a co-chair? Talking about one of my U.S. Senate opponents here in Minnesota. The name's Adam Schwarzy, former Navy man, and his claim to fame is the Navy, the SEALs never fail a mission. The SEALs never fail. That's the SEAL brand. And the SEALs are amazing. Don't get me wrong. I mean, they're badass. But excuse me. Why did you support Nikki Haley in this nation's darkest hour? Why did you let them use your name to be a co-chair of her campaign here in Minnesota? I didn't know what they were using my name for. You didn't know? You didn't know what they were using your name for? You might have wanted to double check. Mr. National Security, Mr. Politics are the most important thing in your life. You didn't know what they were using your name for? No, I let them use my name. I just didn't know where it was going to. Oh, shut your mouth. Shut your mouth, you little Weasley liar. Groveling at the feet of Tim Scott, who's another uniparty cuck, and all of Mitch McConnell's band of running dogs. I cannot believe that people in this country still even consider supporting these folks. Oh, why'd you donate $2,000 to Nikki Haley? I went to a gala. I went to a fundraiser, a dinner with my girlfriend. My girlfriend likes Nikki Haley. Disqualifying. There ain't no good, you know. And you see what's happening with me. I'm at odds with my ex-wife, who I was recently living with, and everything was fine. But you're not going to be dressing like a Satanist on your social media and be support that. It just ain't going to happen. It just ain't going to happen. You're not going to dress like a demon and live in the same house with me. No. Uh-uh. And you damn sure aren't going to force me to donate to Nikki Haley. I'm just telling you guys, we're at that crossroads in this country. Either you're going to elect men to lead you, real men. Either you're going to elect real men to lead you, or you're going to lose your country. And this tacit approval of the cannibalization or the shutting down of InfoWars is a canary in the coal mine. That you still believe in these courts, you still believe in these kangaroo legal proceedings, you still believe in the liberal judge who granted a 50-year OFP against me with no evidence. You believe in the system. On the left, you say the system is guilty. You believe in the system. You're desperate for the system. You love the system. You crave the system. On the right, we're willing to challenge the system. We're willing to lead 10,000 people to the front door of the Fed. Alex Jones is willing to question the legitimacy, the truthfulness of the propaganda that we're given. President Trump, at least up until recently, is willing to challenge the entire framework of global politics. And we still pray that there's that peace in them that sees and says to these people, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to bring in the digital ID. No, not going to do it. I'm not going to keep fighting these wars for these other countries. And he threw down on Israel a little bit. He told them, you got to stop what you're doing in Lebanon. They're not going to stop. And then what? And we may find ourselves in a position where President Trump is forced to drop a hammer on the Israelis and kibosh this entire foreign adventure we have going on right around the same time. He has to make a tough decision to never give this country back to people who don't believe in having a country. And if that sounds crazy to you out there, you have to ask yourself how important having a country is to you. Royce White, I'm here on Sunday Night Live, The Alex Jones Show, InfoWars, Belly of the Beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Stay tuned. We'll be right back in a moment.
CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Now, this is all over the place. Joe Rogan talks about it. I have for years. But here it is. Scientists and doctors figuring out now, the CIA knew in 62 that dewormers could reverse most cancers and didn't tell the public. That's mass murder. Here it is.
My parasite medications work against cancer cells. And it turns out that the parasites use mitochondrial substrate level phosphorylation in the tissue. And these embendazole, fenbendazole kill these parasites. So I tried it on the cancer cell. And sure as hell, it targets the mitochondrial substrate and glycolysis. So we have a mechanism now why parasite medications are working. But cancer is not a parasite. All these people say, oh, cancer is a parasite. It's not a parasite. Parasites and tumors use a common metabolic pathway. And a drug that works against parasites can be very effective against cancer. And that's what we begin to see, especially under nutritional ketosis.
So to be clear, the anti-parasite drugs cut off the same mechanism in cancer, but we now know and have known that a lot of cancers from parasites, it's double good. And I don't sell that, but you can buy it online. And my medical doctor told me years ago, take this once a year as a regimen. I do. That's important information you might want to write down, folks, okay? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN's own website. They admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this out. Sort of put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world, has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger, pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultramethylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Your Doc Chambers on, medical doctor, special forces colonel, army colonel. And I said, what do you think methylene blue? He goes, I've been on this since 2004. When I got blown up in Iraq, I had brain damage because it blew away the sheath that's on my nerves. So I did research and found out that they had studies going back over 100 years on methylene blue helping regrow the sheaths on your nerves and all the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue. With this water, I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at thealexandershore.com is T3. It's X2 back even better at thealexandershore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger, exclusively available through our sponsor, theolivestore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things. Libido, stamina, energy. It skips the oxidation process in the cells, the methylene blue, and iodine works very similarly, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexshowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
Sunday Night Live, InfoWars. I'm your guest host, Royce White. I'm in Belly of the Beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I've just been talking about never giving the government back to the leftists because they're absolutely crazy. And there's a lot of them. And that scares us because we believe in the heresy of democracy. We've been told for many years that many generations, no matter what happens, no matter how bad things get, no matter how crazy these people show they are, we should always try and appeal to their sensibilities. They have no sensibilities. They want to cut your children's, they want to mutilate your children's genitals. They want to cut your son's penises off. There is no sensible thing in that whatsoever. It's the most unsensible thing you could possibly imagine. You know, and for all the men out there, it's just like, I mean, you see a guy get hit in the groin and you can feel it. I mean, just if you take a moment right now and you just think about having your snipped off. I mean, it's just like, What in the world are we even talking about? But we have this issue where we are so susceptible. We are so susceptible to mass opinion, to groupthink. Even us on the right, it's like, well, is that really right? Is it right? Is what right? Is it right for us to forsake everything that it means to be a country in America? Not even just America, but just to be a country, just as a universal standard. What the universal standards are of being a country, a nation with its people's prosperity and long-term survival in mind. The universal standard is you have a border, you don't cut your natural born son's penises off. That's just like the universal standard of we want to have a nation. So when people start to make that the pillar of their political worldview, it's obvious that the goal, the motivation is actually to destroy the country. Why would you ever give the country back to people like that? They can window dress it however they want to. It's just, we're not buying it. And none of them want to come, none of them want to debate me. The only time the mainstream media even discusses me is when they have and if you can there in the studio, bring back up the picture of the liberal judge. This is the front page of the Minneapolis, now Minnesota Star Tribune, formerly the Minneapolis Star Tribune. This is the front page. A 50-year OFP issued by a liberal Hennepin County judge with no evidence whatsoever, very little evidence, only if you count the my ex-wife's testimony solely as credible and evidence. But, you know, it wasn't even credible testimony because I had four eyewitnesses show up and refute every single claim made in her petition. And the liberal judge just disregarded the four eyewitnesses. And I can't tell you how many people have read this article in the last few days and contacted me, emailed me and said they went through the same thing. Not that I didn't know people go through similar stuff, but man, I've gotten like 15 phone calls of people who are like, man, I was in the family court system and the exact same thing happened to me. I had witnesses, I had evidence, I had text messages, I had all kinds of stuff. And the judge just dismissed it, just disregarded it. Judicial supremacy. And if we're going to start to clean this country up, it needs to start with the courts. Mr. President, you are so right. Stonewall Jackson, there's a problem with these attorneys. You are absolutely correct, sir. Please, please. The mass deportations, the foreign wars, the twos and fews, all the things in between. The way to start to right this ship is if we start to clear these benches of these traitors, Mr. President. Start to clear the benches of these traitors. The traitors. We don't have to arrest them. We're not going to hang them. I think they should hang the guy who tried to assassinate you. I really do. But we're not going to arrest and hang these people. That would be a lack of temperance. Now there's some people from the deep state. There's some people from the deep state who tried to run a coup. Them we may have to bring up on capital punishment charges. I'm just going to throw that out there. There's some people in the deep state that might need to see their day at the gallows. I'm just saying. If it turns out to be true that they were intentionally, subversive, it is what it is. The law reads the way the law reads. But they'll say the same thing about us, and they will start to do it. And there's nothing, and I've been thinking about this lately as a Christian man. The scripture says we'll be persecuted for his name's sake. There's nothing that says that we have to die. There's nothing to say that we have to accept being killed in the name of Jesus. We have to accept the persecution. We'll be persecuted. And we're right to accept that. That's why in the beginning of the speech, I said, I thank God for the strength to stand in the fiery crucible of scrutiny and persecution the same way his only begotten son, our Lord and Savior, did. I thank God for that strength. But there's nothing that says we have to accept dying or being killed. We're going to be persecuted for it. We'll even be persecuted in victory. We'll even be persecuted in power. We don't have to accept being killed by these people. I get the sense that the I get the sense, and I'm just going to say this to everybody in the audience. I know you may not like it, but I really feel this way. I get the sense that the post-Enlightenment form of Christianity has the same propensity towards self-destruction and a sort of faux sense of martyrdom, you know, that the left has about their secular and atheist revolutionary martyrdom. It's the same motif. And when are we going to break free from that? We might as well go up in flames with the leftist the suicidal leftists if we're not going to break away from this Christian modality that says in the name of Christ, we have to accept being killed by people who mock Christ. No, we don't. No, we don't. You better remember the Crusades. Remember when Christians fought the Muslims there for Jerusalem. And oh, by the way, I believe in the three-state solution. Three-state solution. Okay. I know the Christian Zionists are going to hate my guts. Fine. You don't think that Jerusalem should be a Christian state? You gotta look in the mirror. You gotta look in the mirror. You don't believe that Christians should have a state there? In Israel? In the Middle East? In the area? You don't think that we should have Jerusalem and Nazareth? Okay, fine. And who are we? We're just going to wait around for these transgender jihadists to kill us, to round us up? And it is that serious. When you see an Alex Jones be debanked, be deplatformed, be bankrupted by a court, by civil legal proceedings, when you see them taking Alex Jones down the way that they've tried to take him down, it's a herald of the times. The herald. The Roundup gang is coming. And it's gonna start right after the midterms. You have to understand. So the President Trump, this is what makes this assassination attempt so harrowing. It's like, how does that happen? How does that even happen? Better check your ranks. Better get the Eric Princes out there. You better fire up the black waters of the world and bring them in. Call them in. Let's get some other boys. Let's get some other boys around. Let's get some boys down there and check our ranks, because things aren't looking, you know, organized and orderly. The response was fine, okay, but how does he even get a gun in there? It's the most important president in the history of our 250-year-old nation, and you guys almost let some jerk off run in there and shoot him? Are you kidding me? What in the world is going on? And I know people say, oh, it's staged, and you know what? Hey, then we have even an even darker issue. I don't know. That's above my pay grade. I'm just an American citizen watching things. And I said this, if they kill the president or his wife, we ride at dawn. No questions asked. No questions asked. You can agree with the president or not, but killing him is an extension of killing JFK, and we should have never let them get away with that, and we should never let them get away with it again. And you say, who's they? Well, I, you know what? We'll discuss that when the time comes. But if they kill another populist president, another president chosen by we the people, we ride at dawn. Or not, you know, but I know there'll be some people who are ready to ride, and I'll be riding with them. And I know there's some people going to sit in their living room and pretend like everything's just going to work itself out. You know, all things to the, no, you know what? You know what? At some point in time, how many signs does God have to send us? Let's just talk about it like that. How many signs, how many miracles does God have to send us? You not realize how close we were to nuclear war? You not realize that there was code sent, that there was a false flag sent to the Russians, and had it not been for a Russian nuclear submariner who refused to press that button, that we would have seen a nuclear holocaust then? That's a miracle. It's a miracle that, and I may be getting the story wrong. Maybe I'm getting my details wrong. Maybe it's an American nuclear submarine. I'm not sure. I think it was Russian. But regardless. And then they'll clip that and go, oh, Russia, Russia. You know what? And what, you know, there's this local state Minnesota Republican rep named Pat Garofalo. You won't know who he is. He's an, you know, a quintessential jerk off cuck rhino. Pat Garofalo. I mean, these people are just so embarrassing. The other day he goes, Vladimir Putin sucks and the Russian men are lazy drunks. And I just think to myself, who do you think won World War II, dude? Who do you think it is that won World War II? It was the Russian people that won the European theater, that held the line there in the bloodlands. What kind of comment is it to make that all Russian men are drunk and lazy? I don't even particularly like the Russians. I think their humor's pretty dark. They got a few great authors. Can't trust Vladimir Putin. And they're certainly palsies with China. Even if it's for their own survival, I don't care. I don't like the way they do business. But I'm not willing to say that all Russian people are drunk and lazy any more than I'm willing to say that all Chinese people are weak and subjugated no more than I'm willing to say that all Americans are stupid. What a thing to say. When really, you're a jerk off. That's the truth of it. Bring Pat Garofalo up there in the studio if you can find his ex. Let's make him famous in the InfoWars audience. Everybody out there, go drop Pat Garofalo a piece of your mind. These cuckservative rhinos in Minnesota, they're everywhere. They're like cockroaches everywhere. Every time I give a compelling speech and right when I think that the people of Minnesota understand the direness of the situation and we're going to have a rally point of America First and MAGA behind President Trump's leadership, every single time you get a Tom Emmer to pop his little you know, peon head out of the Edina suburbs and undermine the whole deal. I'm so sick of it. I'm so sick of it. If it's not that, then there's, you know, some sexual political gossip and innuendo. Oh, you know, Royce, you know, he hit his wife. Give me a break. Give me a break. I'm a professional mixed martial artist. And the story in the Star Tribune says that the police were called to my home 11 times, which I don't even remember being the case. I probably wasn't there when they were called there. And it doesn't give you those deep. There you go, Pat the cuckservative Garofalo. Look at this weenie. If you people think these type of folks are going to save this republic, you are only fooling yourselves. Look at this man. Unbelievable. The police were called to my house 11 times over the course of several months. And I don't even remember it being the case. I remember a few times, but during those 11 police visits to my home, I wasn't arrested once. Now you got to understand, in Minnesota, if there's any signs of physical contact, any sign, it could be a little scratch, a little raspberry. If there's, you know, if the police show up to your house and you and your wife are screaming at each other and you're panting too hard, you're out of breath. The Minnesota state law says that the police have to take both parties who engage in physical fighting downtown. 11 times the police came to my home, not one arrest. Not a single arrest. Not even a report. Not even a police report of physical violence. What does that tell you? It tells you what we all know. When men and women get into arguments and fights in this country, one of the things that women like to do is either A, say that the man is a bad father. You know, he's a deadbeat. He doesn't do well with his children. He's not good to them. He doesn't take them to enough places. He doesn't want to go to gay Disney World with them. Or they just outright use the police and the courts as a cudgel, the same way they're using them against Alex Jones, the same way E. Jean Carroll was given a civil award of $90 million or something with no evidence, just on the credibility of her testimony alone. How long are we going to play this game, Mr. President? You tell me. I'm with you. If you want to start arresting some of these judges or at least taking them off the benches, I'm with you, sir. Please, can we get to it? Right about yesterday, right about the time that these special operators, these experts of security, let a deranged dweeb with a gun into one of the most Every room he goes into is the most important room in the history of our 250-year-old nation. It's unbelievable. Can we start impeaching some of these judges, anytime now, anytime. We're ready. In Minnesota here, we're ready. Just federalize the state. You know, we backed off the ICE thing. Why'd we back off? Why'd we back off the mass deportation so we could have the NRSC send us a Michelle Tafoya who's going to paper over amnesty in the Dignity Act? Here's the Dignity Act. 20-year moratorium for an appetizer. 15 million foreign invaders are getting deported for an appetizer. For starters. That's just the platter. Got a little chicken wings, little celery, little mozzarella, little couple potato skins. You know, some, what's that? I like the artichoke dip with the chips. Got a little appetizer platter. 20 million foreign invaders and a 20-year moratorium for start. There's your Dignity Act. Where's the dignity for the American people? Where's our dignity? But, you know, maybe I'm radical. Maybe my destiny is that I'm unelectable. You know, I say things that are too extreme. They're not palatable for you know, your current American zeitgeist. Maybe I'm to be rounded up first and hauled off in a Hennepin County kangaroo court. The same one that let Somali fraudsters out just on the judge's discretion. Somali man convicted by a jury of his peers of committing fraud in this Feed Our Future scam, and the judge decides on a JNOV that she's just going to let this guy walk. Or I don't know if it was she or he, but that this judge is going to let this person walk on their own discretion. That's the type of, these are the type of courts that got me a 50-year OFP. And you think it's by accident that I'm getting a 50-year OFP while I'm running for United States Senate? You think it's happenstance? You think it's a coincidence? Are you really stupid enough to think that this liberal woman with the turquoise wing glasses, which is the universal surrender of LGBTQ woke politics, you really think that this has nothing to do with politics? You really think this has nothing to do with my Senate run? You think they don't know that I can unify white, black, and Hispanic Americans who believe in God and country? You think they don't know? They know exactly who I am, and they know exactly what I'm capable of, because they have people sitting around just game planning this thing out. That's why they sent, there's an entire, and again, I appeal to you, Mr. President, because I'm watching the forces coalesce. I'm watching the radical left and the Peggy Flanagans and Angie Craigs, who are only a degree separate from the Michelle Tafoyas. I'm watching the Tim Scotts and the NRSCs and the Tom Emmers and all his boys here locally on social media all kind of call us, you know, into a shooting gallery where there's a 75-25 majority of Democrats and leftists and uniparty rhinos who do not believe in the MAGA movement, the America First movement, because they don't believe in having a country. They are globalists. They're globalists, they're nihilists, they're sadomasochists, they're self-destructive. Bring up Dustin Gragey. Let's just make all these people famous here on the last Sunday night. I just want to show you what we're up against in the belly of the beast. Go ahead and bring up Dustin Gragey next. He's another cuckservative with a switch in his walk. I mean, these men, they don't even walk upright. They don't even stand upright. How can we even consider following these people? I can't tell you how many people I see that I know follow this guy on social media. I'm like, the man said Russia shot first. And I've already made my opinions clear on Russia, but for God's sake, if you bring a gun and you set it outside, if you bring a claymore and you set it outside my front door, and there you go. There's Dustin Gragey, cuckservative. These guys don't even, and it's all Fox News. Anybody who they let come on Fox News regularly, you just got a question just from the outset. It's like, what is this? A guy brings a claymore and sets it outside my house. What do I have to wait for the claymore to go off? Well, I have to wait. A guy has a gun. He comes in front of my house. He's yelling, you know, obscene things in front of my house. He's clutching his gun. He's got his hand in his waistband. Do I have to wait for him to take his gun out and point it downrange at me for me to defend myself? No. The American principle on the matter, the universal standard on the matter is I don't have to wait for you to start to kill me to defend myself, Mr. President. You don't have to wait for them to kill you or to you know, ruin this country to start to defend yourself or it. Let's just go first. Let's just be first in basketball and professional sports and sports all the way down to the young folks. I just coached a 15U team this weekend over the phone because, you know, the OFP didn't allow me to be at the high school, my alma mater, where my team ended up playing by chance. I mean, you know, what are the odds? We go 4-0 anyway because my young men are coached properly. They're tough. They're gritty. And they didn't have a good weekend, but they persevered because they're tough. Because their parents let me coach them tough, like the Bob Hurleys of yesteryear, of yestergeneration, when this country had some resemblance of greatness, when we let good coaches toughen up young men for the perils that they face in society. Now we've lost that. Now everybody does participation medals, and you have to make all the players feel good. Okay. Point being is, in sports, you have to be prepared. You have to be ready first. It's a dead ball on the sideline. It's a jump ball just at the tip. You're in warm-ups, whatever the case may be. The guy who's ready first usually wins. He usually gets there. He usually gets the 50-50 play. He's usually the first one on the ground. And the first guy on the ground for the loose ball who dives and slides and comes up with that loose ball, it gives momentum to his team. His team is usually the one that ends up winning the game, the team that gets the most 50-50 plays. We're in a 50-50 situation here, Mr. President, and all you other American Patriots. This is a genuine 50-50. Not that it's a 50-50 split. It's a 50-50 ball, and we're one of four people. There are three people around us from the other team. We're the only group who actually believes in God and country, and we have to find a way to dive and come up with that ball first. Alex Jones did his job. He set the stage. He was willing to sacrifice his reputation to say things that we all needed to hear. Maybe we didn't even know we needed to hear until he said them. And that's the legacy of InfoWars. That's the legacy of the great Alex Jones. No matter what they do to him, they can bankrupt him, they could kill him. His legacy will live on because he has courage, because he has sacred honor. Sacred honor doesn't mean you don't make mistakes. It means you don't give up. Thank you to Alex Jones and the entire InfoWars crew for allowing me to co-host here on Sundays and all the times I've been on InfoWars in the past. It's a great pleasure. It's a great honor. We wear it as a badge of honor. I wear it as a badge of honor, one of the great joys of my life. God bless America. Godspeed. Get ready because the fight's coming to a theater near you, to a neighborhood near you. That's it for me. Signing off. Last Sunday on InfoWars. God bless you all. Godspeed.
In a world where globalists, depopulationists, principalities, and powers of the air have been adding, spraying, and inundating humans with heavy metals, chemicals, and toxins, TheAlexJonesStore.com would like to introduce a new way to remove them from your body from the inside out. Introducing zeolite. Zeolites are a group of crystal-like porous minerals that are found where molten stone meets water. From the Greek zeo, to boil, and lithos, or light, meaning stone, this unique network of tiny little holes and channels found in zeolite absorb and remove harmful substances like heavy metals, chemicals, and other toxins. So don't delay. Start the process of removing unwanted toxins from your body and put some skin in the game of the InfoWar today by going to TheAlexJonesStore.com and picking up a bottle of zeolite.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.